Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hump Day, BTN News listeners, welcome to your Wednesday edition and a brand new month edition of the BTN News Show. Yes, it is April 1st, 2020. Here comes the best technology news, and we've got it for you coming right now in about 5 minutes. All right, we're on back here a little bit to all you Zune lovers out there. I'm talking about five of you, maybe six of you. Oh, we all remember the Zune, don't we? It didn't do so well. So why would Microsoft be doing this? Get ready for the Zune phone. Indeed, Microsoft is diving further into hardware now, getting into the phone business. Now, details are a bit sketchy, but we do know the Zune phone will have a 6.5-inch OLED screen, and it's actually going to have a pull-out physical keyboard. It will be running a custom version of Windows 10. Actually, they're calling this Windows 10 Mobile Edition. And we'll have an optional stylus. As far as what's under the hood, well, it's going to have 8 gigabytes of RAM and starting out with 128 gigabytes of storage. Colors will be available in brown, yellow, and orange. And the start price will be $799. Plus, you're going to get an extra 1-year free subscription to Microsoft 365 when you get the phone, too. Spotify, the king of streaming. At least when it comes to audio. Now it looks like they want to be the king of video too. Spotify has announced today they are launching a video streaming service. But this is not going to be like your normal Netflix or Apple TV Plus. No. This service is actually going to focus just on television shows. Yes, no movies will be found here on Tubify. Yeah, that's what the service is called. I don't know about the name either. But Tubify's focus will be, yes, TV shows that will be in countries such as the US, UK, South Korea, and even India. They're already in negotiation with UK providers such as ITV, the BBC, and over stateside CBS, NBC, Fox, and ABC. As far as a monthly subscription, well, you're looking at about $10 a month, just like it is for Spotify, actually $9.95. But they will offer 4K streaming too, but you're going to have to pay up for it. That'll be $13.95 a month. And by all accounts, it will be launched in the USA first. Other countries will be soon to follow, but you better be on an Apple device if you're really interested. Spotify has confirmed that the service will be exclusive to Apple TV and the iOS platform for 6 months. Speaking of Apple, here's a place I didn't expect them to go to. But then again, vinyl is kind of popular now, isn't it? And apparently Apple wants to cash in on that. Hence, here comes the Apple turntable. Yes, you did hear me correctly on that. Apple is making a turntable. It will be a fully automatic turntable, by the way. Direct drive operation with 3 speeds, 33, 45, and even 78. Apple's promising this thing will be the easiest turntable ever to use. It actually just has one button operation. According to Apple, what you do, you'll put your record on, no matter the size. Again, it could be a 45, a big old LP, or those old 78 records. The turntable will automatically know what size of record is on the platter. And off you go. It knows the speed already and where to put the tone arm down. As far as construction, the base is actually made of a very high-grade thick aluminum, and in typical Apple fashion, no, it's not a plastic dust cover on top. This thing is made of thin Gorilla Glass. Of course, not everything is analog on this thing, no. There will be Bluetooth 5.0 connectivity on board the thing, and will actually connect automatically to your Apple HomePod or your AirPods. In fact, if you got two HomePods laying around, it will connect to both of them, giving you full dimensional stereo. And you can get it in the lovely colors of either black or white. That is, as long as you're willing to spend $999. And finally, we all know that Amazon's kind of got their own sort of airlines going for their cargo thing now. Been doing it since about January this year. Well, it looks like you're the cargo next, as Amazon looks to be launching their own commercial airline. Now, no, it's not going to be launching tomorrow. In fact, it's going to be launching sometime to the end of this year. Not a whole lot of us are traveling right now. Now, the service is going to be domestic only, and it will be starting out in the U.S. They'll only be catering to about 5 cities in the U.S. to start with. The main cities, of course, New York, L.A., Seattle, Dallas, and Chicago. Now, here's the kicker, though. You're actually going to have to be a Prime member already to get on the plane. But being a Prime member, you're going to have rates starting as low as $149 round trip. And if that ain't cheap enough for you, say you're on a plane a lot and doing a lot of flying around to those five key cities, you can subscribe to a membership called Prime Air that'll be $999 a year. That lets you fly unlimited to all five cities. More details will, of course, follow from Amazon regarding their commercial flight service, but I can already hear the slogan for them. Come fly the Prime skies. Got a story no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our website, located at BritishTechNetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show over there, the Mac show as well, the Big Show, and the Photo Show, too. Find us on Facebook, too, of course, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come by our community over at our Slack room by visiting BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way tomorrow for your Thursday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have yourself a lovely April Fool's Day. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.